This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So the prophecy is that Mirza Sahib claimed that Allah wants to give a sign for the future generations to verify the truthfulness or falsehood of Mirza Sahib. And how Allah did that? Allah gave a revelation or nishan or a miracle to Mirza Sahib, and that was that his age span will be between 74 to 86. Now, there are many references on that. I gave you the gist of that, number one. And number two, I gave you the gist which is accepted by the Jamaat, that his age span will be from 74 to 86. Now, we have shown in the previous stream, There was a lot of back and forth discussion, and we have clearly said, and we have shown many references, okay? They've been responded as well, that it did not happen. And now the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, the only way, this is the key point of discussion today, the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, the only way they have been able to achieve this fulfillment of the prophecy, that they came up with the research that Mirza Sahib was not born in 1839 to 1840. Rather, he was born in 1835. So now, this is the matter being discussed. So if any brother coming and they want to discuss, please keep in mind, this is the prophecy and this is the discussion. Over to Hashim Bhai.
Right, we'll get the next... Fateh Islam. Are you there?
Alaikum warahmatullah.
Fateh Islam. Yeah. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
JazakAllah, brothers.
You heard the third?
Yeah, I heard the third.
Okay.
Let me share
the
my
third prophecy.
So I'll respond about that prophecy. So you
okay.
And categorically, I will mention all those references which were presented by Brother Imtiaz in the last week.
Hashim, by how much time each person has?
Yeah, so 2 minutes each.
Yeah, I'll try my best to be covered in these 2 minutes. The first reference was presented by Brother Imtiaz was Tohfa Golouria. In that, he mentioned that the promised Messiah, Islam, prophesizing that I'll get the age of 40 years after my claim. In that context, nowhere promised Messiah, Islatu Wassalam, mentioned that categorically. Like I'm prophesizing something about the 40 years after the claim of messiahship. Second reference, which is given by the brother, is Azala Oham, Rohani Khazan Jil 3, page 414. Over here, also it is not mentioned. The point which is promised messiah is mentioning here, he is refuting non-MDS claims, like the promise that Jesus once he came, he'll get the age of 40. And if we read other ahadith, which are categorically mentioning that he will stay about 40 years, by that, the Jesus was raised as per non-MDA belief, alive at the age of 33. And after that, once he get the 40 years age, the total age will be not the 120 years, which is marked in the different other ahadith. So I'm coming towards the age here. Categorically, promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in Rohani Khazain Jil, volume 21, that the lines are, Tha baras 40 ka main is musafir khana mein, jabke maine wahiye rabbani se paya iftikhar. The promised Messiah is claiming that I get revelation from the God at the age of 40 years. And in the very next reference, that is from the Hamamatul Bushra. Over here, promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned clearly that main 40 saal ka tha, ilham ka darwaza mujh pe khola gaya. I was about 40 years age once I got revelation from the God. And after that, he mentioned that over here also, once I got the revelation about 25 years or more than that, the brother Imtiaz only mentioned that the promised Messiah in Zamima Brahine and the Panjam that he did dawa about 25 years. But promised Messiah is clearly mentioning that the 25 baras balke isse bhi zyada muddat guzar gayi hai. clearly mentioning over here. I marked that. I'll try to zoom and show you.
Has it not been 2 minutes?
Just give me 1 minute, yeah. Please. I just want to complete because no, I'm...
One second.
Let me finish my case at least.
Please let him finish. Adame, let him finish.
Okay.
Okay. So the first point from where Brother Imtiaz marked that, Tohfa Golriya, please keep in mind, in that book also Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that yani teri umar 80 baras ke kareeb hogi ya do char kam ya chand sal zyada tu is qadar umar payega ke ek dur ki nasl dekh lega aur ye ilham kareeban 35 baras se ho chuka hai aur lakhon insano mein shaya ho chuka hai. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam clearly mentioned that you will get the age of 80 years less than less 4 or 5 less or more and you will see a far generation. And he is clearly mentioning that that revelation is published about 35 years. Now I showed the references. The Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam get the first revelation about the age of 40. 40 plus.
It's been 4 minutes.
Just one minute max.
Bro, why don't you make your point? Make the next point in the next section.
Now that's breaking. The breaking the foundation of your all the I can say. The
foundation was 2 minutes. What are you on about? We gave you 4 minutes. Double the time.
Please, you can take 4 minutes or you can take 5 minutes. After that, I'll try my best to follow that things.
Okay, but please. Just I want to present time,
my case.
Yeah. 1 more minute. Go ahead.
Yeah. 35 plus 40, 75. And that book was published. And that book was published, Tohfa Golriya, in 1902. And Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam passed away from that world is in 1908. So once we categorically do the simple math, 40 plus 35, 75, and 75 plus 6, 81 years age. And Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam clearly mentioned that once somebody asked him, how much is your age? He categorically mentioned that उम्र का असल अंदाजा तो खुदा ताला को मालूम है मगर जहां तक मुझे मालूम है इस वक्त तक मेरी उम्र जो सने हिजरी के मुताबिक 1323 है मेरी उम्र 70 बरस के करीब है एंड आफ्टर दैट ही क्लियरली मेंशन वल्लाहु आलम इन दैट कैटेगोरिकली समबडी
आस्क्ड हाउ मच इज योर एज
आई एम जस्ट ट्रांसलेटिंग दैट इनटू इंग्लिश सो लिसनर कैन अंडरस्टैंड एंड आफ्टर दैट यू कैन गो थ्रू माय ओनली my real age only God knows, but what I know is about 70 years, and that's wallahu alam. Okay, so it clearly means from the basic point from where you'd raise the allegation, you started your allegation about the prophecy 1902. So I did the simple math, and after that, that's proving. And real age, we don't know. The Promised Messiah clearly mentioned, I don't know, only the Allah knows. Oh,
okay, you're repeating yourself.
Mentioned that, it's an ID.
Okay, good. MTS,
okay,
he goes inshallah, 6 minutes, so you can take 6 minutes too.
Okay, inshallah, I will respond, inshallah, very quickly. First of all, I clearly mentioned before this brother came in, there are two separate points. One point is that how much will be the mission of the Messiah after he will be making his claim. That was one point. And this was not the point asked. I really sympathize with the brother. He spent a lot of time on this one, but we are all human. He misunderstood that. I can understand.
That's why I was trying to stop him in the beginning.
Yeah. So I don't want to interrupt him because he was very passionate. We should, you know, respect people's emotion. Yeah. So all of that, what he said about, you know, the 40 years of mission, that was irrelevant. Okay, that's one point. So then whatever he has mentioned about the age. Now, here is the question. I will ask him very direct questions and please give me the direct answer on the prophecy of age. So point number one. It is not Mirza from his own desire. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give a sign to the future generations so people can know the truthfulness or falsehood of his claim. And this sign will be his age span will be from 74 to 86. Now, If Allah is the one who is giving us this revelation, and Allah wants us to test him on this one, there's one necessary information Allah must give us. That is the date of birth of Mirza Sahib. Because without knowing the date of birth, there is no way, because there are two things. And by the way, because time is short, I have references from the official website of Al-Hakam, which is the official newspaper of the Jamaat. They say that in order to know the age span of Messiah, we need 2 points: his date of birth, his date of death. Obviously, we know his date of death, but we don't know his date of birth. So my question number one, which any Ahmadi needs to please address, if Allah is giving us a sign that he will live this much, and Allah is not telling us his date of birth, what is the point of this sign anyways? That is first question. My second question is, you have not mentioned in all of your talk, are you agreeing that his date of birth was 1835? Is that we agree? So please, in your turn, give us a clear answer that yes, you are agreeing with this, so that inshallah I can respond to that one. And then inshallah, last point I want to address, he gave few references that then he gave a mathematical calculation. Guess what? This is the biggest blunder, unfortunately, with all due respect, Mirza Sahib have made in his book. Because when I will pull all of this reference, I have no choice but to say that Mirza was lying. He was lying in his writings about his age. And if some Ahmadi, this brother, anybody, because if you want to challenge on this one, this can be because he quoted many references to give the impression. So I am making a clear statement that there are two options. Let me state two options. Either Mirza was lying or he was confused. Jamaat has adopted the second option, that he was always telling his age with his own memory and he was making the mistake. That's fine. If you want to go by this one, I am happy with this one. But then the question will be, the question is this: if he was making mistake in his date of birth, and his date of birth is the crucial information to verify the truth of this prophecy, then Allah must correct him. Did Allah correct him? So there are only two answers and only two questions which you need to answer. Question number one is, Allah must give us the date of birth. Otherwise, what is the point of this nishan or this miracle? Number two, when Mirza was mistaken, according to the official response of the Jamaat, I have read that Mirza was telling his date with his memory. He was making the mistake. My question is, if he was mistaken on this information and this was crucial, did Allah correct him? These are only two answers.
Okay, brother. The first thing you said, the Allah corrected him or not. I can give you the ilzami jawab easily, like, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was revealed. Just now my turn. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, asked about the Shab-e-Qadr. Allah revealed him about the Shab-e-Qadr. And once he came out from the house, people were fighting him, he forget. He can ask Allah, give me the exact date again. Did Allah didn't reveal him? So you and me cannot challenge that, or you and me cannot ask about it. Second thing, once somebody asked Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, what is your exact age? The Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam clearly mentioned that the exact age, I don't know. Then after that, there is nothing left. After that, the thing is that the actual nafs-e-pesh-goi of that prediction was, you will get the long age and you will see the four generation and people cannot kill you. Yasimuka minan nas. So first we have to understand and build the thing. And once your own scholars admitted at the time of, I'm just sharing my screen. If you, brother Hashim, can you start? If brother Hashim, can you share my screen so I can show the reference of
let's go point by point. Let me respond to this point first. Then you can go.
Exactly. On. Yeah.
So I responded your points. Alhamdulillah.
Let Imtiaz come back and then you can come back with your reference.
Okay. So brothers and sisters, please pay attention. My question was, Allah wanted to give us a miracle to verify the truth of Mirza Sahib. And for this miracle to be verified, there was one crucial information, and that was the date of birth of Mirza Sahib, which must have been told to us, because otherwise there's no way for us to verify this miracle. Now, he responded this question by saying that Rasulullah Sallam, he did not know the exact day of Ramadan when is Laylatul Qadr. My brother, please understand, you are comparing the apple and the orange. It's called the Qiyas Mal Farik, because Prophet Sallam did not say that this is going to be the sign, you know, that you will be knowing the date of. There's no such thing. These two things are completely different, brother. Please don't confuse them. Knowing the data, knowing the exact date of Laylatul Qadr has no impact on the truthfulness or falsehood of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is not the case with this prophecy. And then after that, second thing, you did not respond at all. Because my second point was, did Allah, I am not saying that, did he say, I don't know. My question was, he was mistaken on his date of birth. And date of birth was the crucial information to verify this prophecy. Did Allah correct him on this? The answer is no. Then how would we address the problem? Mirza Sahib said that Allah will not leave me on mistake. Mirza Sahib left this dunya on this mistake. So how would you deal with this one? And last point you mentioned was that he did live the long age. My beloved brother, please pay attention. Mirza Sahib gave us two limits of his age. 74 up till 86. Okay, my brother, pay attention. These are called the lower limit and the upper limit. The lower limit was 74 and the upper limit was 86. According to the date of birth given by Jamaat, he lived the lower limit. Okay, if somebody from a range lives the lower limit, how can we say that Allah gave him the long life? Okay, please understand what I'm trying to say and please respond to the question directly.
Alhamdulillah, I'm responding that questions directly, very directly. And the thing which I showed you from the Sunnah of the Promised Messiah, which is Uswai Hasna, the best exemplary. If the thing, the Allah mentioned that, Balligh ma unzila ilayka. Deliver whatever is revealed on you. So the Laylatul Qadr is the very most one of the major signs of the promised Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once somebody asked you with the your own standards, with your own standards, the promised Messiah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't categorically mention that. We cannot ask Allah why you didn't categorically reveal that to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam again. So there is nothing left. And after that, my brother, see, once the promised Messiah is prophesizing that state, that prophecy, he is clearly mentioning that ke tu ek dur ki nasal ko dekh lega. Tu ek dur ki nasal ko dekh lega. And after that, you will see the four generation. And in that prophecy, it is clearly mentioned. And the other way around, I prove you from the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam's books and the very book which you categorically pick as a first reference of your allegation. So I prove from that thing, you didn't refute that. And other thing is that the once somebody meets the minimum standard, if somebody meets the minimum standard, will that followed up? If you are a teacher and somebody took the minimum standard, minimum marks, passing marks, will he pass or fail? It doesn't matter for you if you say the Jamaat is telling the minimum criteria. That's the one research. And there are many other things. But Jamaat everywhere, when somebody asks about the categorically age, Jamaat clearly mentioned that Allah knows the best. But whatever we figure out from the books, from the documents, because in the old age, in the old times, nobody have the categorical records. If you go to the just the database of the Pakistan NADRA office, and if you go back from 100 to 10,
Hashim, how much time?
Your time is up. 2 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, Ashim bhai, because obviously everybody can listen, is not responding to inshallah. This is the last time inshallah I'm going to say. And yeah. If you want to respond.
Okay. No need to repeat. If you're repeating the same thing, then
That's fine. I just want to inshallah educate the other Ahmadis as well. So he was raising the point of Laylatul Qadr. I already responded, my dear brother, that Laylatul Qadr has nothing to do. Knowing the date of Laylatul Qadr has nothing to do to testify the truthfulness or ma'azallah, the falsehood of our Prophet. It has nothing to do with that. But the prophecy of his date of birth, that is crucial. That has to be known. Otherwise, there is no way for us to verify the truthfulness of this prophecy. And we know Allah is Al-Haq. Al-Haq means the one who does everything for wisdom and reason and purpose. Why would Allah give us a sign and that is related to his date of birth and won't tell us his date of birth? How would you make sense of this? That's one point. Second point is, he says that, why don't we ask Allah? Why, O Prophet, go ask Allah about the Laylatul Qadr? I have already responded. Laylatul Qadr has nothing to do with the truthfulness of our Prophet. Okay. And then he said that he responded by the first reference of Tohfa Golanviya, which I did not respond. My brother, I already told you that we are not discussing the mission of Messiah. That's a different prophecy. And I don't want to go on the something which is not the topic of our discussion. After that, you said that research is done, and according to one research, it is 1835. I want every Ahmadi to listen. This admission that Jamaat has to do a research after the death of Mirza Sahib, it is a conclusive proof that Allah did not correct him on his date of birth. While on the other hand, his claim was Allah will not leave him on mistake. So even this one point can prove him wrong, because there are two premises. Premise one, he said that Allah will not make me on mistake. Premise two, he was left on mistake in the case of his date of birth. So the conclusion that logically follows is that he was not a true Messiah, and this ilham was not from Allah. And very quickly, last point, he said that go to Pakistan, the record. My brother, we are not talking about any human thing. It is Allah. Mirza said that Allah is giving me the ilham, and it is Allah who wants to make it a sign. So please don't quote those irrelevant things. Allah, I am 100% sure, all Ahmadis believe, inshallah, that Allah knows the date of birth of Mirza. Okay? And but we are not told his date of birth. Okay? So please, brother, if you have any answer, my request is please do in this last. Otherwise, let's move on, inshallah.
I agree.
Jazakumullah, jazakumullah. So first of all, I talk about the nafse peshgoi ke tu ek dur ki nasl ko dekh lega, and in the same categorically, in the same peshgoi, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam categorically mentioned that about in the tazkira page 5. It is mentioned, چونکہ خدا تعالیٰ جانتا ہے کہ دشمن میری موت کی تمنا کریں گے تا یہ نتیجہ نکالیں کہ جھوٹا تھا تبھی جلد مر گیا، اس لیے پہلے ہی اس نے مجھے مخاطب کر کے فرمایا. Like, the enemies wants me to die as early as I can, but Allah will give you that much age, you will see the four generation. And brother Hashim, can you share my screen if you can? Once I showed, this is the Sanaul Amritsari at the time of promised Messiah, and he is giving that statement in 1907, once the promised Messiah was alive. He is saying that کہ مرزا جی اپنے رسالہ الوصیت میں لکھ کر نفی میں دے چکے ہیں، یعنی کہہ چکے ہیں کہ میری موت انقریب ہوگی. سو اللہ ریویلڈ ہم دیٹ یو ہیڈ فلفل دیٹ پروفیسی، اینڈ میری موت انقریب 80 سال کی عمر کے کچھ نیچے اوپر ہے، جس کے سب زینے لائک آئی ول لو برادر امتیاز، یو ول ٹرانسلیٹ دیٹ. You will translate that for me. You will translate for the audience. I will leave up to you. Categorically, okay. Do it word by word. Once your time.
Your time
is up.
His time is up. So hold on. Why do you want him to translate in his time?
Hashim bhai, give him 30 seconds.
Yeah, you translated in your time.
Yeah. I'll give him extra time after that. Don't worry.
Okay, you don't want to translate.
Jiske sab zinne aap galban tay kar chuke hain aur jahan se bakol apne irshad ke rukhsat hua chahte hain. So, Promise Messiah clearly mentioned, Sanaullah Amritsari accepted that the Promise Messiah has fulfilled that all the up and downs of that the promise of that prophecy of that prophecy sorry so non-believers are accepting at that time. Nobody was complaining, but we know that once the promise passed away, people are do that.
Okay, you're done, brother.
Done.
Okay, Hashim bhai, inshallah, this is my conclusive inshallah response on this one, because people can inshallah see after that. Okay, so he is repeatedly saying this point that to dur ki nasal dekh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can you remove the screen?
Yeah, remove your.
If you can unshare it for the audience, then I'll do that.
I don't want to translate. Please remove it.
Just unshare it. Yeah.
So you are accepting that?
I will respond from my own. Okay. We can't force to how to respond. Okay, brother. Please. So okay, brothers and sisters, listen very carefully. He is repeatedly saying that there was an ilham, a revelation. Allah told to Mirza Sahib that you will live and you will see distant generations. Dur ki nasal, distant generation. I have said for every reasonable person, there were two limits of his age. Minimum limit was 74 and the upper limit was 86. And even if we go by the date of birth of the Jamaat, he lived the lower limit. So how can you say that he was able to see the distant generation? Please think about it. You're not thinking, my brother. Okay, next point. He said, Dushman tumhari maut ki tamanna karega. He said that the enemies will wish for your death. And guess what, brother? This is exactly what happened. He died at the age of 69 at max. And this showed, because this was the sign for the future people. Allah gave us the sign according to Mirza that if he dies anything before 74, he will be a false messiah. He died at the age of 69, so he was a false messiah. Case is closed. And next point is, you said about Sanaullah Amritsari Rahimahullah. Okay, my brother, are you willing to make Sanaullah Amritsari Rahimahullah as the hakam or the judge between us? Please think about this. I'm going to quote something very, very severe, okay? And then you will be regretting. So I'm asking you a direct question. Do you want to make Sanaullah Amritsari as a judge for our matter? Do you agree on him? I am finished with my response. And last statement is not for him. It's for all the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to give us a sign to know if Mirza was a truthful person or a liar. And the sign was, his age, if he lives anything less than 74, it will conclusively prove in numbers that he was a liar. And he did die at the age of 69. So no people, no Ahmadi has any excuse to believe in him, because he made this a prophecy, a criterion for us future people. If he died at the age of 69, he was proven false. If you still believe in him, please think about your destiny.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and on that,
can I take 2 minutes now?
That was the last one you had earlier.
Yeah, and we should let someone else.
No. The thing is that
if you don't respond after a series of 2 minutes, then it means you don't have an answer. Simple as that.
Thing is that I responded that nobody refuted that case.
What case?
I proved from the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam's books. I got the revelation at the age of 40, the 35
it's,
years.
It's all been answered. I got that.
No, what was the answer? What was the answer?
The points which were irrelevant.
The Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, clearly himself mentioned that about 35 years is done.
Listen to what Adnan is saying. Go on, Adnan.
Can I ask you straight questions? When was Mirza Ghulam?
Okay, one question from your side and one question from my side.
Listen, When was Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani born, according to his own writings? When was he born?
According to his own writing? I showed his own writing.
You're lying. You're lying.
Let me share my screen of his own writing.
One second.
I'm sharing my screen, show it to the people.
I will produce his own writings where he said he was born in 1839 or 1840. His own writings. Hello?
I had responded about it. What you said
Wait. Okay.
What you said?
Okay. Let's go to someone else. Move on.
There's nobody else. He was the last guy.
Let the people see, brother. Let the people see. If you respond, people can see it, inshallah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Fateh Islam.
So just one last statement.
Okay.
Brother Imtiaz said one thing. If you are making the judge Snaula Amritsari, the thing is that I'm giving you a reference from your own home. The Snaula Amritsari is not judge for me. For me, for us, the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, mere aur mere mukhalifin ke darmiyan faisla kun sirf kitab Allah hai, Quran hai. So for us, the hujjat is Quran. As per the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Quran is the hujjat between you and us. The Allah said, وَلَمْ يَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. So Quran clearly mentions that whoever don't follow, don't do the judgments according to the revelation of God is a kafir, is a fasiq, and is a zalim.
Okay, do you believe in the Quran?
100%.
Yes or no?
100%.
Okay. The Quran says, "A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Al yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa raditu lakum al Islam." Islam is complete with the Prophet of Islam. Al yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa raditu lakum al Islam dina. Okay, this is very very clear in the Quran in Surah Al Ma'idah. Okay, so Quran is saying the message is complete. We don't need another prophet. And Mirza came, one second, Mirza came with all these signs, with all these prophecies, with all the changings of Islamic, principles. Why is Mirza doing that? On what authority? Because the Quran is very clear. Quran goes against you that the religion was completed with the Prophet of Islam. Okay, we have to move on, guys.
Can I respond, Hashim? Brother Hashim, give me that much opportunity. You can make a video of it.
I don't care. I mean, we told you last, and you said you accepted us last. Now you want another one as well. No, come on, let's be fair. I'm being fair with you.
The new point came. The new point, brother, came.
It'll never end, man.
So
Adnan, kya karna
hai? Point. There's no new point.
Okay. Next time, brother Adnan.
Came on that verses. Came on that topic on Khatme Nubuwwat. I'll
come next time.
Open debate.
We'll give you
open debate on the topic of Khatme Nubuwwat.
One statement I want to make before he goes, please. Okay.
With all the conditions, we'll do the Sharaita Munazara.
My brother, allow me to speak for just one minute, inshallah. First of all,
my brothers,
please let me say this very clearly, because I know Hashim Bhai, know Adnan Bhai was traveling last night from Tanzania to overseas. So he is super tired. So please let's have mercy on him. And inshallah, may Allah give him a good rest. I wanted to say this publicly, that because I know this, it's amana. Now, brother, look at this one. Whatever was said between you and me on the topic of his age, it has been recorded. Everything is there. Let the people watch and decide. Last thing, very quickly. Either you or if any Ahmadi who is alive on this planet today, he want to tell us what is your belief on the on the topic of Nubuwa. Okay, first tell us your belief, then we can discuss. That's it.
Okay, next time, but not today.
Next time.
Okay. Yeah. We'll give you time.
Okay. I'll come with next time.
We want all Ahmadis today to leave without any agitation. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we give you the assurance that there'll be more streams in the future where we can discuss this. We are not going anywhere. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
If my any words give you any hard feeling, I apologize. And the thing is,
all good, brother. All good.
No problem. And likewise. Yeah. Take care.
May Allah guide us all with the hadaya, and show us the right path, and make us stick
Ameen.
The right path for the people who are following the right path.
Ameen, ya Rab.
Ameen. Okay. Salaam alaikum.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much.